Where do we start with that? Because that was at times breathtaking, at times absolutely farcical.
I think it was. I just said to Wardy in the dressing room there, Darren Ward. I said it reminded me of the Sheffield United Nottingham Forest semi-final from I think 2002. Just a crazy game of football. You know, I think a lot of bookings, three sending offs, four penalties, and I don't think it was even a dirty game, you know. So it's hard to take, you know, because obviously we get as noses. We go 1-0 down. We get as noses back in the game. We're 2-1 up. Obviously, they're down to nine men. You know, you'd expect them to keep coming because they want the result as much as what we do. You know, you'd expect us to see it out. But I've just said to the players there, I think the unity and the team spirit that they show to get themselves back in the game in a pressurised situation is the most pleasing thing for me. Yeah, we're all going to be disappointed that we've not seen the game through. But Swindon, Brentford, two home games. I think if at the start of last week, if you'd have said 4 points out of six, I think most sound-minded people would have said, yeah, they'd have took that. You know, at 2-1 up, then obviously we're greedy. We want the 6 points, and we possibly should have had the 6 points.
Was there an element of naivety, perhaps, in those final 7 minutes when you're 2-1 up and you're just trying to run the clock down? Did you want to see the ball in the corner a bit more?
Yeah, well, you try and get the ball in the corner, you know, but I think sometimes credit where credit's due. They kept coming. They put us under pressure. You know, but you've got to deal with that pressure. You know, we spoke on Saturday about pressure and what teams are going to do to you. You know, Brentford are third in the table, so they're going to put you under pressure. But yeah, you know, you expect to see the game out. But you know, Paul, I think people will be going away again tonight. And you know, for me, I think they'd have liked what they've seen from the players. You know, they saw a group of players that grabbed the game by the scruff of the neck at half-time and went for it, you know, and we wanted to win the game. We were in a position where we wanted to win the game, and I think second half we did everything to win the game. I thought the lads were fantastic, every single one of them. I spoke on Saturday about the changes that we made on Saturday and then the changes we made tonight, you know, the other way, the experience that we needed. You know, and in the end, you hope that you've got enough experience on the pitch to see the game through. You know, like I said, we're disappointed with the second goal. We should do better, but I'd rather take the positives from it and go on. You know, that's 4 points out of six. We've got three games left. We've got to go and get maximum points.
Were they all penalties? Were they all sendings off? I've given you a lot there to think
about.
You
have given me a lot. Do you know what, Paul? Similar to Saturday, I think a lot of things at this moment in time are just all rolling into one. I've had a look at Harry's, and I think Harry's, obviously I've got to be careful what I say, Harry's is very, 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 very lenient, to say the least. You know, as a defender, he wins the ball. It's Clayton Donaldson underneath him who's been booked for diving. And you know, he goes down very easy. So whether he's bought the penalty, but he's gone in there. You know, we think Harry's dealt with it. And you know, as a centre half, you deal with a ball coming into your box. You had it away. You don't expect to give a penalty away.
Has the referee in some ways made life difficult for himself with the start that he made to the game? His yellow cards were being flashed here, there, and everywhere for both teams as well. And I would add to that: have you got any sympathy for Uwe?
Yeah,
on the opposing side.
I spoke to Juve after the game. You probably saw us on the touchline. And I think, you know, obviously tonight's a massive game. It's a massive game for both teams. And, you know, I'm sure Keith will analyse things like we do. You know, I've not had a chance to speak to him yet. You know, he's an honest guy. So, you know, one thing I don't think is he'll not have made the decisions without thinking about him. You know, we don't always make decisions that are right ones, but you know, I'll speak to Keith. You know, I'm not going to start coming on the radio and blaming referees. You know, but it's a big game, and I think the game needs managing.
How's it leave you now? Is the top two still in your sights, or are you resigned to the playoffs?
No. The top two are definitely in our sights. Paul, the results are going to between now and the end of the season. You know, the results are going to. They're going to be up and down, you know. And I just said to the lads in there, we've got Portsmouth, Crewe, and Preston. And I think we'll be sat in the dressing room before the Preston game with a game in front of us to go and win, giving ourselves a chance of automatic promotion.
You think you can take it to the last day?
I think we can. You know, I might be proved wrong, but me sat here, you're asking me, I'm an honest guy, and I think we can take it to the end of the season. You know, but obviously, I spoke to you about steps on Saturday. We've had two steps. We took 4 points out of six. We've got to go and beat Portsmouth.
And to wrap things up, I could keep you for another 40 minutes, but I won't, because you've got to go and speak to everybody else. The atmosphere. I don't think I've heard an atmosphere like that for an awful long time. I think it perhaps goes back, possibly, to those great cup runs that you had. That was special, wasn't it? That was really, really special. How can you sum that up into words?
I sum it up that I knew one thing we'd get coming into the game on Saturday, that we'd get the supporters behind us. You know, and they came in the numbers on Saturday, 19,000, and I'm sure, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, I'm sure I heard it came come over the tannoy that there's 23,000 there. Yeah, 23,000 fans tonight, and they did their bit. You know, they backed us to the hilt. They, you know, they responded to the changes we made at half time. You know, but again, I'm sure they'll agree with me. You know, obviously you'll get people ringing in, Paul. The supporters react from the players, and again, the players have got they've got the supporters going. You know, I said it on Saturday. We need them to stay with us. You know, they believe. You know, they believe we can do it. We believe we can do it. And it's we've got three games left. You know, luckily we've still got that other game in hand. But you know, the next three games aren't going to be easy. You know, they're a different test to the two games we've had. You know, the two games we've had against the big boys, lads up in the top six that want to get promotion. You know. On the other end, you know, Portsmouth, I haven't seen Portsmouth result, Paul. Oldham's result tonight. So I don't know whether Portsmouth are still in with a chance of staying up or they could have gone down tonight. But either way, Portsmouth away is going to be a tough game. It's going to be a tough game. Crewe away, you know, they've got nothing to play for, you know. So sometimes you get the relaxed team that, you know, play a lot better than they have done all season. And then, obviously, I just think if we can get it to Preston, last game of season, we'll be in with one hell of a shout.